And now this is a dictation for Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Grzenkowski, G-R-Z-E-M-K-O-S-K-I. May 2552, address as a letter to PACE, P-A-C-E, 953-5301. Dear Sirs at PACE, follow up for Kathleen, advanced renal failure. Bipolar disorder with prior lithium, L-I-T-H-I-U-N, exposure, prior high calcium and hypertension, last visit in April. Evaluated in the emergency room for asthma, pneumonia, nebulizers, no hemoptysis, no heart attack, was not admitted, has not been able to go swimming anymore, uses albuterol 4 times a day, causing some degree of palpitation, but no chest pain, no hemoptysis, no changes in urination or bowels, other review system negative. Medication list review. Also takes medication for dementia. Has been given steroids. Presently no blood pressure treatment. Next paragraph. Pressing weight 154. Blood pressure 116/80. No respiratory distress. Lungs very distant but clear, no pleural effusion consolidation, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry in January, creatinine 2.2, which is baseline. I do not have the labs from the hospital visit. We are going to get that. Previously, potassium, sodium, calcium, albumin was normal. GFR in the lower 20s is stage 4. With mild metabolic acidosis and no gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 4. Clinically, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or indication for dialysis. However, we need to get the blood test. This was done at McLaren. They do not post labs on the EPIC. We will assess if we need to do changes for electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, anemia, or PTH. We do dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms, which is not the case. I did not change present medications. Prior high calcium resolved. Present blood pressure without medications is stable. She's not exposed to lithium anymore. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months.